Welcome to Managing AML. I'm Dr. Brian Drucker. I'm frequently asked whether I can give an update on the Beat AML trial. And I just want to give a little bit of background about Beat AML and the master clinical trial sponsored by the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. I think as anybody who treats patients with AML knows, the prognosis for AML is pretty dismal and hasn't changed in 30 to 40 years. And we continue to use the same two-drug combination, daunorubicin with Ara-C, that we used 30 to 40 years ago. And there have been very few drugs approved for patients with AML in the past 3 to 4 decades. Despite that, we know an enormous amount about the genomics of AML. We know many of the common driving mutations. We know many of the cytogenetic subgroups. Yet we haven't been able to act upon those. So the premise behind the Beat AML master trial was to try to move treatment for patients with AML into the 21st century. The design is to enroll patients over 60, previously untreated, and to do a full genomic profiling on those patients and turn that around in 7 days, and then to assign patients based on the genomics to various subsets. So for example, patients in good prognostic subsets, NPM1 mutant patients or CBF, where we know the chemotherapy benefits them, would get chemotherapy plus a novel agent. For patients with a poor prognosis, for example, FLT3 mutated patients, or patients with IDH mutations, or patients with a complex karyotype or P53 mutations, we know we need to use novel agents, particularly in the age over 60 population. Currently, the protocol was opened about 4 months ago, at the end of November of 2016. We've enrolled 20 patients, and 19 of those 20 patients have had their genomics turned around in 7 days so we can enroll the patients on the master trial. We currently have two arms open. One is a CD200 targeting age antibody. Another is a CD33. Antibody, and we'll be opening additional arms, including an IDH 1 and 2 arms. We'll be opening a FLT3 mutated arm, adding a FLT3 inhibitor with novel agents, either azacitidine or, in the future, many other novel agents. The trial currently is open at Ohio State, Oregon Health Science University, Memorial Sloan Kettering, and will open very soon at Dana-Farber, as well as 5 or 6 other centers. So we're really excited about this clinical trial because we're hopeful that we can finally make an impact for patients with AML through the understanding that we have of the genomics and the driving mutations in patients with AML. If a physician has a patient who's interested in this trial or they're interested in the trial, I'd encourage you to go to the Leukemia Lymphoma website, lls.org, and there you'll find quite a bit of information about the Beat AML clinical trial.